honorable members of the European Parliament, honorable rapporteur and speakers, dear Michael and David, dear ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much for your invitation. Unfortunately, I cannot be with you live today. Still, it is of great importance for me to contribute to your event by video message. As you know, as long-standing rapporteur and chief negotiator of the European People's Party, the implementation of Basel standards is a matter close to my heart. Since the last kangaroo debate in April on this issue, we have come one step further. Now we have the draft report by the rapporteur, my colleague Jonas Fernandez, on the table. Thank you, dear Jonas, for your contribution and around 400 amendments, which will be part of our negotiations in the European Parliament. Now we are in the crucial phase. It is about finalizing the amendments so that we can start our negotiations and find compromises after the summer recess. Therefore, our event today is indeed very timely. Also in this phase, my guiding principles are clear and remain unchanged. First, implementing the global goals while taking good care of European specificities and business models. Second, realizing no significant increase in the overall capital requirements. Third, continuing the principle of proportionality. Fourth, achieving a home-host balance. And fifth, avoiding competitive disadvantages for European financial institutions globally. Considering these principles, I believe the Commission's proposal is a good basis for a tailor-made implementation of Basel III in Europe. While there are areas of agreement in the draft report by the rapporteur, the 400 amendments clearly show that opinions differ sharply in many other areas. Let me highlight three important issues. First, in many parts of Europe, corporate rating coverage is very low compared to other jurisdictions, both for smaller and larger companies. Therefore, dedicated treatment is important to avoid unintended consequences of Basel, in fact, irrespective of the size of enterprises. Second, I have doubts whether we should link a dedicated potential treatment of exposures to energy efficiency criteria. While energy efficiency should be promoted, rigorously a risk-based approach must remain the key principle in prudential regulation. Third, lastly, the assessment of potential treatment of exposures to environmental and social factors will require further discussions. While the European Commission proposes to accelerate the completion to the EBA assessment to the summer of 2023, the draft report already implicitly introduces environmental factors beforehand. I think we should not take the second step before the first. We should base the calibration on the sufficient data and a comprehensive assessment. Against this background, I look forward to continue our constructive discussions in the upcoming weeks and months. We need to continue the close dialogue with all political groups, with all affected authorities, central banks and stakeholders. Your event is an important contribution in this regard, to raise awareness for what is necessary and what is right. In the spirit, I wish you a fruitful debate and I look forward to continue our excellent cooperation. All the best.